Most of the people who run the Texas prison healthcare system are quite proud of how little money they spend on it. Dr. Owen Murray is in charge of UTMB's prison healthcare program.
From a delivery system, it really is a well-conceived model and has really worked out well for the state and as well for our offender patients. And the fact that we have one prison hospital for the most part that allows us to centralize our hospital and subspecialty care really has kind of advantaged us and be able to really improve our care, but also really be very cognizant of our costs.
Those costs are now among the lowest in the nation. Texas spends about $9 per inmate per day on health care. That's close to a fourth of what California spends by comparison. One way they save that money is through telemedicine, where medical specialists can examine a patient hundreds of miles away through an audio-video link.
Another way is the 340B prescription drug pricing, which is the lowest prescription drug pricing, you know, in a country that anybody could get.
That's Mark Levin. He's with an Austin-based free market think tank called the Texas Public Policy Foundation.
So I think there's a lot of factors to where it's more efficient to have inmates that are really ill go to Galveston or Lubbock, and then, but there is some clinics and so forth within the units, and there's telemedicine. So you're not trying to replicate the expertise of a big medical center at every prison, because we have 112 prisons.
But even with the cost savings, UTMB is struggling to pay for prison health care. Mainly because of an aging prison population with chronic disease, Dr. Owen says his university's program is facing a loss of $80 million.
Well, that is true. But historically, the way that's worked is that, you know, the legislature has come back in the next session and through a supplemental appropriation, allow the university to be paid for those healthcare costs.
That may be the case. But this time around, Texas lawmakers are staring down the barrel of a budget gap that could reach $18 billion. So, last month, UTMB sent layoff notices to more than 300 employees. And that raises a question. Can UTMB still provide a legally required level of prison health care when 12% of its workforce has been laid off? Alan Hightower is executive director of the state's Correctional Managed Healthcare Committee.
I can assure you that the last thing any of us want to do is to breach what a reasonable person would think was a constitutional level of health care.
Scott Henson is a career political consultant who writes about criminal justice at his blog Grits for Breakfast.
In some ways, it's a game of chicken because the feds can always come in and do what they did in California and say, you know, you can't scale back that much.
Some activists say Texas has already crossed the line and is no longer providing a constitutionally mandated level of care to its inmates. Helga Dill runs a prisoners' rights group called Texas Cure.
They just cut the medication in half. They turn patients away because they don't feel like they need to be treated. I get 20, 30 letters a day, so I don't care what these officials say.
Almost everyone admits providing prisoners with health care is not getting any cheaper. For example, geriatric inmates make up about 7% of the prison population, but they already account for one-third of the system's hospital costs. That population is just one of the areas that UTMB officials are targeting to cut costs. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.